with my soul, dear Savior. I walk by faith in thy might. One step at a time, dear Savior, till faith grows stronger in thee. One step at a time, dear Savior, till hope grows stronger in me. One step at a time, dear Savior, oh, guard my faltering feet. Keep hold of my hand, dear Savior, till I my journey complete. One step at a time, dear Savior, till faith grows stronger in thee. One step at a time, dear Savior, till hope grows stronger in thee.
I join in welcoming you. So glad you're here. We have visitors among us. Thank you for coming. We're glad to have you. I encourage you now to open your Bible and follow along with the things being said, understanding it is the Word of God. The lesson this morning comes from 2 Thessalonians 1, 7 through 9. We just read those fearful words. Make no mistake about it. The Lord is coming. The Lord is returning. We do not know the day or the hour. And one of the purposes of his coming will be to come in flaming fire, to take vengeance on them that know not God, that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. What's going to happen to these? They're going to be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Fearful words, serious words that we need to take to heart. Two categories of people. One, those that do not obey the gospel of the Lord, Jesus Christ. And then this group, them that know not God. In the lesson this morning, we're looking to the Word of God. What saith the Scriptures? To find out who is the them. Who is the them that know not God? Who does not know God? Knowing God is essential. It's essential to escaping everlasting destruction. It's essential to having eternal life. In the book of John, chapter 17, and in verse 3, the Lord said, "And this is life eternal." What's life eternal? Lord, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. You want eternal life? Life eternal? You've got to know the only true God and Jesus Christ. Them that know not God. First of all, those to whom the word of the Lord has not been revealed, they do not know God. You remember in 1 Samuel chapter 3, and in verse 7, "Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord." Why did he not know the Lord? "Neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him." In verse 21, "The Lord appeared again in Shiloh, for the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord." The Lord reveals himself through his word. Unless someone has the revealed word of God, has heard it, has read it, has studied it, they do not know God. For that's how God reveals himself to us. In the book of Judges, chapter 2, and in verse 10, "A new generation arose which knew not the Lord." They hadn't been taught as they were to be. those who are not taught, who are not shown the works of the Lord through his word, do not know God. In the book of Acts, chapter 17, Paul comes to the city of Athens. And his spirit is stirred in him because he saw the city wholly given to idolatry. He disputed in the synagogue with the Jews, with the devout persons, in verse 17. Certain philosophers encountered him. Some said, "What will this babbler say?" Some, "He seemeth to be a setter forth of strange gods." Why? Because he preached unto them Jesus and the resurrection. He preached Jesus and the resurrection. Some said, "He putteth forth strange gods." They took him and brought him into Areopagus, saying, "May we know what this new doctrine, wherever thou speakest, is? Thou bringest certain strange things to our ears. We would know, therefore, what these things mean." For all the Athenians and strangers which were there spent their time in nothing else but either to tell or to hear some new thing. So Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, "Ye men of Athens, I perceive that in all things ye are too superstitious." They were religious people. "For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription, 'To the unknown God, whom therefore ye ignorantly worship, him declare I unto you.'" They did not know God. Wholly given to idolatry. When Jesus was preached, this was a new doctrine to them. It was strange. They thought Paul was putting forth new gods, strange gods. Paul says they ignorantly worship God. They didn't know him. Thus, when individuals are ignorant, when they have not heard this new doctrine that Paul was preaching about Jesus and the resurrection, they did not know God. You must have the revealed word of God to know him. You learn that people can be religious. They were superstitious, religious people, but they did not know God. People can be religious people, but still not know God. People who are given to idolatry do not know God. But those to whom the word of the Lord has not been revealed do not know God. That's how God reveals himself to us. Another reason why it is so important that we are taking the revealed word of God to people. Them that know not God. I'll tell you another group of people. Those who deny God in their works. They do not know God. Turn with me to the book of Titus. In chapter 1, Paul writing to Titus, talking about bishops, their qualifications, one of which is to deal with the gainsayers, those who contradict, those who oppose. We'll begin reading in verse 9. "Holding fast the faithful word as he hath been taught," that's the bishop, "that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. For there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of the circumcision, whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole houses, teaching things which they ought not for filthy lucre's sake. One of themselves, even a prophet of their own, said, 'The Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, slow bellies.' This witness is true. Wherefore, rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in the faith, not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men that turn from the truth. Unto the pure all things are pure, but unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure, but even their mind and conscience is defiled." Verse 16, they profess that they know God. They profess. They claim to know God. "I know God. But in works, they deny him." They really don't know God. Why? Their works deny him. Being abominable, being disobedient unto every good work, reprobate. Just professing, just claiming to know God does not mean you know God. It involves and requires works. Our works, our actions, our fruits must show that we know God. Don't profess something that your works deny. It takes both. Words and actions must be the same. One can say something, but their works say something completely different. That makes them a liar. It's not true. And there are many in this category. Claim to know God, but their works deny that. It's not true. And examples are listed in this context. Let's look at each one. Like in verse 9, gainsayers. Gainsayers. Do not know God. Why? Because their works deny him. Gainsayers. those who speak against, those who oppose, those who contradict God, His Word, and His people. Such people do not know God. Their works deny Him, though they may say they know God. Verse 10, unruly. There are many unruly. Those who are unruly do not know God. That means they're not subject to rule. They cannot be subjected to control. You know anyone like that? Not subject. Those people do not know God. Their works deny Him. In Matthew chapter 2 and in verse 6, in reference to Christ, and now Bethlehem and the land of Judah are not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor, that's Christ, that shall rule my people, Israel. Christ came to do what? To rule. To rule. The Lord has all power. He has all authority. Matthew 28, 18. In Hebrews 13, verse 7, remember them which have the rule over you. Talking about elders. Elders have been put in the church as rulers. They have the rule over you. Verse 17, obey them that have the rule over you. Submit yourselves. Those who are unruly don't submit themselves. Verse 24, salute all them that have the rule over you. And all the saints, they of Italy salute you. Elders have rule. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 16. And as many as walk according to this rule, peace be on them, and mercy and upon the Israel of God. There's a rule that we are to be walking according to. Rule. Philippians chapter 3, verse 16. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. The Word of God is our rule. The Word of God is the law. The Word of God is our standard. And we are to be subject to that rule. That rule is to control us. Those who are not controlled by the rule of God, who are not subject to it, who are not submissive to it, are unruly. And such people, though they claim to know God, do not know God because they deny Him in their works. They're unruly. Titus chapter 1. Who else? Vain talkers and deceivers. From Titus 1, verse 11. Verse 10, Titus 1. Vain talkers and deceivers, whose mouths must be stopped, verse 11. They subvert whole houses, teaching things which they ought not for filthy lucre's sake. They mislead others through empty talk. Such people do not know God. They deny Him in their works. Those that are not sound in the faith, verse 13, rebuke them sharply that they may be sound in the faith. That shows they weren't sound in the faith. Those who are not sound in the faith do not know God. Those that turn from the truth, verse 14, not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men, that turn from the truth, such people who turn from the truth do not know God. They deny Him in their works. Those who are defiled, verse 15, and unbelieving, they do not know God. Their mind and conscience is defiled. Then verse 16, those who are abominable, those who are disobedient, and those who are reprobate unto every good work, such do not know God. They may claim to, I know God. They don't. Why? Because their works deny Him. Their works deny Him. They're detestable, disobedient to God. They're worthless for doing anything good. Knowing God requires living right. It involves the way we live, involves our works. Those who deny God in their works do not know Him. Number 3, those living in the lust of concupiscence do not know God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and in verse 5. In the context of fornication, Verse 3, this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that you should abstain from fornication. Every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor. Contrasted with this in verse 5, not in the lust of concupiscence, even as the Gentiles. Here's the phrase we're looking for, which know not God. Who does not know God? The Gentiles who live in the lust of their concupiscence. They live in the passion of lust. The passion of lust. They live in their evil desires. They live in their lust. Here's what that means. They're self-serving. They do whatever they want, whenever they want to. They have no self-control. There's no self-denial. There's no restrictions. Whatever they lust, they do. Whatever desire they have, they fulfill. Living in their lust, the passion of lust, the lust of concupiscence. They desire to commit fornication for this context. They go right on and do it, just fulfilling whatever lust and desire they have. People who live that way do not know God. Number 4. Those who do not keep God's commandments are among them that know not God. 1 John chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. John pens, and hereby we do know that we know him. How do we know if we know God? Here it is. If we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Are we keeping the commandments of God? If you're not, you do not know God. Those who do not love do not know God. 1 John chapter 4, 7 and 8 this time. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Doesn't get much plainer than that. He that loveth not knoweth not God. Those who do not love do not know God. Those who do not love as they should do not love one another. Many things, many people we're to love. We're to love God first and foremost in the Lord. To love our brethren, one another. To love our enemy. The Lord taught. Those who do not love as they should do not know God, for God is love. We are to put upon ourselves the characteristics of God, one of which is love. We are to be loving. We are to love. Though a lot of people misrepresent love, mistake the principle of love, what it means is we seek the best interest of. That's what love is. We seek the welfare of. Many claim to love, but they do not love. A good example of that is with discipline. Parents don't discipline their children because they love them too much. That's not love, that's hate. The proverb writer, Solomon, would emphasize that so often. Those who do not love do not know God. Then also, those who are not known of God do not know God. Knowing God is the same as being known by God or of God. Galatians chapter 4 makes this clear. Where in verse 9 it says, but now, after that ye have known God, or rather are known of God. After that ye have known God, or rather are known of God. Knowing God is the same as being known of God. Thus, those who are not known of God do not know God. Galatians 4, verse 9. Let's look at some examples. Like in the book of Matthew, chapter 25. The parable of the 10 virgins, remember? 5 wise, 5 were foolish. The difference? Readiness. Preparation. 5 were ready, 5 were not. 5 of them were wise, 5 of them were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps, took no oil with them. The wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. The bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. At midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go yet to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps, and the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him. I like that. They that were ready went in with him. Those were the wise. They were ready to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, notice this, verily I say unto you, I know you not. I know you not. Such sad words. Knowing God, knowing the Lord, is the same as being known of him. Those who are not known of the Lord are those who are not ready. Those who are not ready. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Are you ready for the coming of the Son of Man? That's Jesus. He's coming. If you're not ready, you're not going to be known of the Lord. You do not know God. Another example, Matthew chapter 7, in verse 21. Many are going to claim to know the Lord, but really do not. Verse 21, Matthew 7. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord. These people claim to know the Lord. They think they know the Lord. They claim to prophesy in his name. They've done many, they've cast out devils, done many wonderful works in the name of the Lord. But verse 23, then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. What we learn from that is those who work iniquity, though they may claim to know the Lord, those who work iniquity do not know God. They don't know him. Other translations, you who practice lawlessness, you who break God's laws, away from me, ye evildoers. Those who practice lawlessness, those who break God's laws. This is God's law. Those who break it, God's laws, do not know God. Evildoers do not know God, though they think they do. Knowing God requires we do the will of the Father and don't break his laws. John 10, another example, verse 14. The Lord is the good shepherd. He says, I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. The Lord knows his sheep. How do we know if we know the Lord or not? Are you among the sheep? Those who are not among the sheep, among the flock of the Lord, do not know him. You're not known of the Lord. Those who do not love God, 1 Corinthians chapter 8. And in verse 3, but if any man love God, the same is known of him. Those who love God are the ones who are known of him, known of God. Those who are not known of God do not know God. Do you love God? That means keeping his commandments, 1 John chapter 5. And then finally, them that know not God, here's some more. Those who do not serve God. Galatians chapter 4. And verse 8 this time. Howbeit then, when ye knew not God, these didn't know God. Why? Ye did service unto them which by nature are no gods. They didn't serve God. They served them which by nature are no gods. Those who do not serve God do not know God. I'll give you one more, and the lesson will be yours. From the same context, Galatians chapter 4, those who are not adopted. Begin reading in verse 4, Galatians 4. When the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because you're the sons, your sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Howbeit then, before they were adopted as sons of God, then, when you knew not God, you did service unto them which by nature are no gods. But now, after they have been adopted as sons, children of God, now, after that you have known God, or rather are known of God, how turn you again to the weak and beggarly elements, whereunto you desire to be again in bondage? Before they were adopted as the sons of God, they did not know God. But now after they became the children of God, through the process of adoption, they're said to know God. They are known of God. Those who are not adopted by God into his family as children of God, do not know God. The question then is, how does that happen? How were they adopted to be the children of God? What's the process? How do we do that? Very simple. Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 and 27. For ye are all the children of God, how? By faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. That's how it's done. That's the process of adoption, to become the children of God. By faith in Christ Jesus, being baptized into Christ. If you haven't been baptized into Christ, you're not the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. And if you're not the children of God, you haven't been adopted by him. And if that's the case, you do not know God. It's a bad place to be in. Taking vengeance on them that know not God, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord, from the glory of his power. Do you know God? You ask someone that. Do you know God? You'll get a lot of answers. But we learn from the Bible that knowing God involves far more than just having a knowledge of God, just knowing that he exists. It involves more than just reading his word. It involves works. More than just professing to know God. Do our works deny him? Are we living in the lust of concupiscence? Are we living after evil desires, living in the passion of lust? Are we keeping God's commandments? Do we love, seek the welfare of? Are we known of God? Are we serving God? Have we been adopted as the sons of God? If not, you do not know God. And if you haven't been baptized, do so this very hour. God seeks to be your father. He seeks to adopt you. But in order for that to happen, you must be baptized. You've heard the word. You must believe it. Repent of your sins. Confess your faith in Christ. Be baptized into Christ. Be faithful unto death. Keep the commandments and serve the Lord. Maybe you've done this. You've been adopted as a child of God, but you're not keeping his commandments. You are unruly. There's part of God's law that you're not subject to. There's part of God's law that you're breaking. You're opposing God, his people, his word, in doing that. You do not know God. Correct that today. Repent of your sin. Confess your sin. Pray to God for forgiveness. Do so now. All things are ready. Together we stand and sing.